Ted, I'm asking you for a reason. What's the day, buddy?
All right.
You're going to love this day. We're going to go down to Marco Polo.
National Chicken Wing Day.
International Chicken Wing Day.
Let's go.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So I took to wingaddicts.com.
All right.
And we have the 10 most popular chicken wing flavors in the United States. What would you guys say? You know I'm going to ask it. What is your most favorite, your top chicken wing flavor?
Well, I think it's like pizza. Like, I like pepperoni, any kind of meat.
Of course.
But if you're really going to just test the pizza, it's a cheese pizza.
Okay.
So with me, it's traditional buffalo.
Traditional buffalo.
Medium, not hot.
But what's your favorite?
I still like that traditional flavor, but I like 10 other different flavors as well. Teriyaki, technically.
Teriyaki.
But that's not going to show up in the top 10.
Okay. Ted?
Easy. Lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper. I like it. Steve?
Traditionals, man. Buffalo.
Just the buffalo sauce. All right. So according to wingaddicts.com.
We really live life.
I mean, look, I like them traditional all, but buffalo is my favorite.
I would think traditional lemon pepper are going to be the top
two. I don't get buffalo anything else. Just wings. Like, I don't do buffalo bites or, you know, like cauliflower. Or,
I will do me, those. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, it's only reserved for wings.
Now, they have like buffalo chicken sandwiches. I'll do that. Because the sauce is the thing.
Right.
Right.
Sometimes I get rotisserie chicken and just dip the chicken in buffalo sauce.
Man, I tried that. I don't like it that much.
All right.
I don't know why.
So they kind of take the cop out.
I'm not saying you're stupid.
Damn. WingAddicts.com takes a bit of a cop out at number 10. They say there really isn't a clear-cut number 10 for this list. Says, I like the sound of America's Top 10 more than America's Top 9, but at number 10, we do have a logjam, since they have the Southern Fried Chicken-style wings, which are breaded kind of like KFC.
Sure.
Which are far more popular down south, and a variation is served across the country in Chinese restaurants. Add to this spot wings featuring hot honey, sriracha, or chipotle spices.
Does that count like Korean fried chicken, too?
Probably, I would think.
Probably does.
I do like KFC.
Yes, sir.
I do too, man, but like once a year.
No, Korean fried chicken.
Oh, I thought you meant Kentucky. My bad.
There is a difference to it, though.
Sure.
There is. Because they use...
It's cornstarch.
Cornstarch. So it's crispier, and then that sauce they use. I don't know the name of it, but it's pretty good.
Okay, I dig it.
Go to Burnett's and Renton if you really want to try them.
All right.
Best Ted, place in the area.
Ted, you come in at number 9 with the lemon pepper.
Damn!
See, I thought that'd be higher than that.
One of the top sellers at Wingstop, which incidentally is the top-selling wing joint in the country, so it should come as no surprise. While vastly more popular in the southern states, it has its place in all 50. It says you normally see it as a dry rub, but we've encountered amazing wet lemon pepper wings and love it with a lemon wedge garnish to squeeze on.
For a chain, they do great. Wingstop is amazing.
And the wet lemon pepper, there's one bar I go to that has wet ones. I like them.
And I'm with you. Lemon pepper is probably my go-to. Miles, I know that you want to go traditional buffalo to try them out. Lemon pepper, to me, like, that flavor carries anything else. So if you screw up a lemon pepper, you have bad
My favorite is when you go someplace and you can get 12 or 8, and you can do half and half.
Yes.
So you can try a couple different styles.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody had mango habanero?
I have.
At number 8, it hits the scale. Probably made popular by Buffalo Wild Wings. You can find a gajillion recipes for mango habanero sauce. It's popular for that sweet, hot fruit, tangy, and on the level of heat always varies based on the restaurant. Says I love it when it's surprisingly tingly on the lips. Eventually, I'd love to see an option like we see with Buffalo Wild Wings. It says my favorite is a bottle with Sweet Baby Ray's. So,
all right.
Mango habanero.
It just gets too spicy for me.
Absolutely. And habanero, while the flavor is kind of there, it's not enough flavor for me to get it because of the spice level. I don't think it balances out. I would agree with you on that one, Ted. I don't know. The mango does help kind of ease it a little bit, but it's still, habanero's a crazy hot pepper for me.
You think so?
Yeah.
Habanero's probably my ceiling as far as something I can just sit down and eat.
Gotcha.
And not go crazy, but anything hotter than that, I'm out.
Let's go a little Caribbean for number 7.
Jerk
wings. Yeah. The unmistakable jerk flavor of the islands can be sweet, spicy, or a delightful combination of both. Originating in Jamaica and the surrounding Caribbean islands, jerk is used there mostly as a cooking style. Wing joints in the U.S. might make their own jerk sauces in-house, but most use an existing jerk, dry rub, or bottled sauce. What about the sauce makes it jerk?
Jerk?
Whatever the seasoning is.
Allspice is the primary thing, whether it's wet or dry.
Gotcha.
So you can have dry or wet on those, kind of like lemon pepper.
Okay.
So it depends. You can buy, it kind of looks like soy sauce, but it's just jerk flavored.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, I dig it. Number 6, when the French Catholics migrated south to Louisiana after an American Revolution, they brought with them... Cajun style.
There you go.
Cajun, again, I'm just thinking about Wingstop, but like if I don't get lemon pepper, I get their Cajun.
Cajun's pretty good.
And generally, it's a dry rub, too.
Yeah.
I haven't had Cajun wings, but Cajun anything generally is good.
And that's another one of those where the heat is just enough, but that flavor is...
Oh, yeah.
Top-notch, man. Since you'll primarily see Cajun wings prepared with a dry rub of paprika, cayenne, oregano, garlic powder, and black pepper, often mistaken for Old Bay.
I was going to say, Mike, if you had Old Bay wings.
No, but that does actually sound really good.
If you're on the East Coast and they got them, order them.
Okay. I made some this weekend.
Yeah.
And I just kind of messed with it, but I just put a little hot sauce in a bowl, put the wings in there, dumped a bunch of Old Bay, and kind of flipped them around.
Let's go.
Do you have the Old Bay hot sauce?
I do. I used it on cottage cheese last night.
I used some of mine on that. We had pulled pork over the weekend.
Yeah.
God damn, it's good.
I need to order more.
I ran out of mine.
Yeah.
It was so
I will say, credit
good.
To Mike and his wife. They showed up at my house for a 10 a.m. Seahawks game, and they were like, what is this hot sauce? I was like, Old Bay.
Yeah.
Number five, sweet chili wings.
Yeah.
All right.
I enjoy those.
They say it because very, very few restaurants make their own in-house sweet chili sauce. It's like ketchup. Why make it yourself? To be clear, occasionally do find a serious chef who makes it from scratch, but 99% of the time it's coming out of a bottle. Sweet chili sauce is just great top to bottom, and
yes,
putting them on wings would be tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had them, but I won't turn them away. Miles, you actually come in at number four, America's good old teriyaki flavor.
Really?
Says you mostly see it served as in its traditional form, thickened for wings. This salty and sweet Japanese flavor is a combination of soy sauce, mirin, and sugar. Some wing menus have hotter versions, and many use it in super creative flavor combinations using names like buffayaki, jerkyaki, and wasabi-yaki.
Buffayaki.
It's just like, they're like jerk wings. They're just, if a place has them, I'm surprised, and I order it. Because you don't see those... flavors all the time.
I'm with you. I don't order them a ton, but every time I do, I'm like, these are really good.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic, man.
I should do this more. And then you don't.
And then you don't.
We all do that.
It's just teriyaki chicken on the wing.
That's pretty much it.
Delicious.
Number three, it never got mentioned, but it also comes right next to my lemon pepper wings. If I do it half and half, it is lemon pepper and garlic parm.
Oh, yeah.
The third most enjoyed wings in the country. The simple combination of garlic, butter, and Parmesan cheese is the nation's strong number three wing choice.
Also, seems like everyone does those with their own recipe. They're always different.
Yeah.
But they're always good.
I have a take on that one.
Okay.
Garlic parm I only like on like a nugget or a boneless wing, whatever you want to call it.
Gotcha.
For some reason,
but not
I don't know. It seems odd to me when it's on a bone.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
Well, I'll just have them all myself.
I'm not saying you're a freak.
Number two, they go with the barbecue wing.
They're okay.
Yeah, that's my least favorite.
Like the cooking style or like sauce. Barbecue sauce?
Barbecue sauce on the wing.
Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
It's like
getting
like a plain
cheeseburger. Cop out. I feel like someone like made wings and said, F. Yeah. Dude, what do we have? We got barbecue sauce and that was it. So like they're not bad, but I never ordered them.
But I like all the other barbecue chicken. I like every other piece of chicken with barbecue sauce except the wing.
Like we used to go to a place in Towson, Maryland, and the guy made a mistake and made barbecue wings and then added like the hot sauce or whatever we wanted. And they were really good. Remember?
It was Buffalo Old Bay.
Right, something. Right,
yeah, it was Buffalo and Old Bay.
You could do the same thing with barbecue sauce. I've done it. I said, "Hey, go to a bar and be like, can you just mix a little bit of your buffalo sauce with the barbecue, and that's a good flavor."
Okay.
Okay. Well, like sweet and hot, kind of.
Yeah.
All right.
I dig it. And then the number one, the world's number one wing flavor,
buffalo.
Yeah, it's buffalo sauce.
Yeah. You also can't go wrong with salt and pepper. Salt and pepper wings are pretty good.
Yeah. Not for 10.
I'm not eating them.
Classic buffalo to me is very good. I just think some places, their classic buffalo just is scorching hot.
Yeah, you make it. It needs to be
mild or medium.
Yeah, it's not really supposed to burn your face off. It's just supposed to taste good.
Correct.